And with me to talk to you about everything to do with malnutrition is Abbott's Executive Vice President of Nutrition, Daniel Salvadori. Daniel, absolute pleasure to have you with us today. Obviously, a really big announcement from Abbott, partnering with Real Madrid, a well-known Spanish league soccer team. So this is obviously a big deal announcement, but underlying it is a very serious topic, which is malnutrition globally. Tell us a little bit about how this partnership came to be.
Thank you, Angelique. Good morning to you, and really happy to be here today. We believe that a sustainable future starts with good health, and good health starts with good nutrition. And that's frankly especially true for kids. Yet one out of five kids worldwide is malnourished. And unfortunately, there is very little awareness about this issue. So today we announce a partnership which is the first of its kind, really, between Real Madrid and Abbott. At Abbott, we have been focusing on malnutrition for quite some time, but what we are endeavoring to do and, you know, really striving to do here with the Real Madrid is help identify, educate, and support the need for malnutrition for kids worldwide. So I'm really excited about this because I think together we have a huge opportunity.
Absolutely. And it's something that hasn't been discussed as much. I want to talk about Abbott's role in this, though. Clearly, you've had a lot of focus on nutrition. Pedialyte, of course, we know is the big brand there. How do you plan on moving forward with this partnership? Does it help to elevate Abbott's nutritional segments? And what are the plans to leverage this?
Yeah, so it's a great question. First step is we want to really help identify the need. So help screen kids, starting with the school and the clinics that Real Madrid is operating in 80 countries around the world. Because very often the problems start with the lack of awareness. Then further down the road, we also want to help think about new product. But first of all, we need to understand the issue even better and then find new product and new solution. Today, you mentioned Pedialyte, definitely one of our key product for rehydration, but not the only one. Abbott has been in the business of malnutrition for quite some time with some solution which are well known, and you may know some of the Greek brand, and some other that are less known. But we have a heritage of 130 years of healthcare. And we put a lot of science and a lot of years of studies in all of our product because we believe in the power of science behind the nutritional product we provide.
I spoke about this with CEO Robert Ford recently, just the idea that Abbott has become this sort of well-known brand at home, much more so than in the past. Do you see this playing a role as well, especially overseas, in sort of reinforcing that? And do you think that this partnership is a result of sort of the elevated presence that Abbott has had throughout the pandemic?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, kids have suffered throughout the pandemic, perhaps more than anybody else. But we know that soccer is a universal language, and soccer teaches us that we can all believe, we can all dream. I think, you know, kids' dreams are probably the most precious one. But for those dreams to become a reality, we need to provide kids with the proper support so that they can develop and become the best they can be. And I think Abbott is really a great platform. We have a unique mission. We have, as you know, four businesses. We help, you know, screen, identify, diagnose diseases. We treat them with devices, with pharmaceutical. But nutrition is really the bedrock foundation of good health. That is true for adults, but that is so much more true and important for kids. So I think with this partnership, we can really help realize those dreams and help support kids worldwide.
And lastly, you know, a lot of conversation around soccer here in the U.S. now with the prominence of the show Ted Lasso. I just wonder, do you think that this will also help bring more awareness to the sports here in the U.S.? Because obviously this is a bigger deal abroad.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, again, sport is a universal language. And the first step in the fight for malnutrition is creating awareness. So I think sport can help boost that awareness, which is really the first step is being aware of the issue and then tackle it all together. I also love the fact that here we're teaming up, you know, great brand, great companies, great group of people from the private, the business sector, trying to help the kids, trying to help the world become a better place.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Daniel Salvatore, Executive Vice President of Abbott's Nutritional Segment. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.